Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to Mixed Monks. I am Brother Hugo, Abbey Tactician, Master of Logistics, and the only one here who remembers what the rule of St. Benedict actually says.
And I'm Brother Horatio. I make things. Like honey roasted figs, and that one time I turned goat milk into fireworks. Also, I have consumed 3 cups of chocolate before recording.
Of course you have. Shall we begin the descent into caffeinated heresy? Today, we confront the moral, dietary, and theological conundrum of chocolate, a beverage once sacred to the Aztecs, now profaned by sugar, spice, and your cinnamon obsession.
Oh, Hugo, it's like drinking joy, bitter joy, with foam. Like sadness with a happy hat.
That's disturbingly poetic. Historically, chocolatl was unsweetened and ceremonial. Now the Spanish have weaponized it into a dessert.
A delicious dessert. Yesterday, I added honey, chili, and cheese.
You put cheese in sacred cacao?
It curdled in a good way.
Chaos reigns in the refectory. Monks are arguing whether chocolatl breaks the fast. Brother Ambrose now claims his digestive equilibrium depends on morning cacao rituals.
He brewed it in a baptismal font. It was spicy. And slightly blessed?
Charming. By the 17th century, even the Pope declared chocolate didn't break the fast, because apparently theology melts in hot liquid form.
Chocolate is holy when consumed slowly.
Stop that. There's no stanza on truffles in the rule of St. Benedict.
We need a ruling, a decree, a scroll. Maybe edible?
Very well. I, Brother Hugo, propose chocolatl may be consumed in moderation, on feast days, and only when not exploding or fermented.
Or when it pairs with biscuits, or salted dates, or, hear me, figs stuffed with walnuts and dipped in cacao.
You are a culinary terrorist.
And proud. You'll thank me next winter when your soul needs warming and your mug needs meaning.
You're lucky I haven't excommunicated your spice rack.
Thank you for joining us, friends of the bean. May your cocoa be rich, your cream ethically sourced, and your soul mildly caffeinated.
Until next time, obey the rules, temper the cacao, and beware monks bearing nutmeg.
Mixed Monk, taste the adventure.